I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Syria's de facto leader Ahmed al-Sharaa may be making the right promises, but the world is still watching closely. Officials from the U.S. and other countries met with Jolani this December. Fadi Saraiha with the MENA Leadership Center was surprised by the meetings since al-Sharaa was wanted by the U.S.
It seems that there is something that we don't know, and it seems that there are so many international arrangements around this. I really hope that this will not be on the expense of the minorities, including the Christians in Syria.
Rebuilding is deeply needed, so pray for the church and the nation. And be encouraged. God is calling many people to faith in Christ.
Regardless of whatever we think and we fear, remember that the Lord is good. He is just helping, supporting the church in Syria.
Then, as they look to the new year, many Christian entrepreneurs around the world do not have the capital needed to start or sustain their businesses. Scott Clifton works with Farms International to provide these believers with zero-interest loans.
We think it's very important to focus on personal dignity, that someone is empowered, that we're not replacing the efforts that they should be giving, that we're not robbing them of their rights to put to use their God-given skills, gifts, and abilities.
He says the community is impacted when believers show Christ's love to one another.
We know that they likewise are under that same spiritual instruction. As they've been helped, they'll turn around and they'll help others. And we've seen that time and time again.
Learn more about Farms and their microfinance model at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, X, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.